speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, April the 5th, year of our Lord 2019. We see from WikiLeaks that they are warning. They say they have people inside the Ecuadorian government. Two high-level Ecuadorian sources are saying that the arrest of Julian Assange and his being turned over to the UK is imminent. They expect him to be expelled within hours, 2 days. So within the next few days at the most, they're saying. They say the South American country of Ecuador already has an agreement with the UK for his arrest. And of course, they're tying this back. One of the reasons that Ecuador is no longer protecting him from this honey trap that the CIA set up with Sweden, which has now collapsed. Now they're going to be using the pretext of the Panama Papers, the INA Papers, which also expose the current president of Ecuador, Lenin Moreno, having offshore accounts in Panama. So because you have transparency, because you talk about corruption, this is what we've now come to. We no longer have a free press in the West. If you want to be free press, accept the fact that you're going to be a dissident, that you're going to be hunted down by Western governments like we were behind the Iron Curtain in the mid-20th century. This, folks, is the hallmark of authoritarianism. No transparency in government, no exposure of corruption, but they demand to know every detail about your life. Why? Because if you talk about transparency or corruption, then they can use that to jail you. Or they can create a phony situation to jail you. This kind of authoritarianism is now embraced by all of our governments. All the formerly free Western governments are now embracing this. And this is what we're really going to see with Julian Assange. Of course, he's been under surveillance 24/7 since he was in the Ecuadorian embassy. Horrific conditions. He's been in prison this entire time, 7 years, 2012. And they have spent millions of dollars to keep him there. Make no mistake about it. The Five Eyes intelligence system, the five English-speaking countries, the United States, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, they work very closely with each other. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand Russiagate and why that was that London Langley axis, the axis between MI5 and the CIA, is one of the key power centers in the world in terms of politics. And so they very much want to get Julian Assange and WikiLeaks because they've exposed a lot of dirt, a lot of criminal action on a lot of criminals in government. If President Trump really wanted to do something to dismantle the deep state, he would defend Julian Assange, but he's not going to do it, evidently. And if we look at the corruption that is happening here in the United States, we have, remember Cyrus Vance? I think he was high up in the Carter administration. I forget exactly what his position was in the Carter administration, but his son is now the Manhattan District Attorney. Over the past 5 years. Here's an example of corruption. And it also goes to the war on drugs. Over the past 5 years, Cyrus Vance Jr. has spent $250,000 in, I guess we could call it the lifestyle of the rich and criminal bureaucrats. Because that's really what this is. He spent it on fine dining, on first class airfare, on luxurious hotels. Where did this money come from? It came from civil asset forfeiture. If we allow that program of outright theft, highway robbery, where they take your car, they never convict you of a crime, they don't even charge you with a crime, they just steal your car. Usually it's against people who don't have enough resources to defend themselves in court. And we're going to be talking to somebody else today who has had his kids taken, because we accept that. This is the corruption we get. And they do it for the kids? They do it for the kids. They take the kids under the same principle.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back on this Friday, April the 5th, 2019, as I said at the top of the hour. The WikiLeaks reports are that Julian Assange's arrest is imminent. Within a matter of hours or days, they say they've been told this by two high-level Ecuadorian sources. They're people in the Ecuadorian government that in the previous administration helped Julian Assange to escape this honey trap that was put together by the CIA, MI5, and the Swedish government. That collapsed, but they're going to come after him because he exposed the current president of Ecuador is being involved in the corruption around the Panama Papers. That's going to be the pretense that they're going to come after him for. But then they'll turn him over to the American government. Because a free press, transparency, exposing corruption is not allowed in the West anymore. We have become what we always fought during the Cold War, haven't we? We've become the United Stasi of America. We've got more examples of this coming up. We're going to talk about what is happening at the border. Actually, more like what is not happening at the border. We're going to talk about the fact that there is a competition between Saudi Arabia and Iran as to who's going to get nuclear weapons first. That's really what's going on here, folks. We're supposed to go to war on behalf of the Saudis like we have in Yemen. We're supposed to go to war on their behalf against Iran, as the two of them are both saying, oh, we just need nuclear power, big oil-producing countries, but they need to have nuclear power so they can be politically correct. No, they want it for the bombs. And you want to see a nuclear arms race between Iran and Saudi Arabia? How do you think that's going to turn out? What could possibly go wrong with that? So we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about Saudi Arabia's nuclear option with the petrodollar and their threats against us financially. Yeah, they've got us over a barrel, that's for sure. But let's talk a little bit more about corruption before we get into what happened, or I should say what did not happen at the border yesterday with President Trump. We have, as I said at the top of the hour, Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance, son of Cy Vance Jr., son of Carter bureaucrat. $250,000 he took as Manhattan District Attorney from the Asset Forfeiture Fund. Now, that Asset Forfeiture Fund has got $600 million in it. He only took $250,000, so I'm sure that he thinks that he's being very frugal. And he is legally immune. Yeah, they've made sure that not only can they steal property from people in the name of the war on drugs, they can charge your property with crime. And why not? If we've got a war on drugs, we got a war on inanimate objects. It's kind of like the war on terror is a war on a tactic. Right? Sky's the limit. We can go forever with this stuff, right? And we can go anywhere, no matter how absurd, no matter how Alice in Wonderland. And so if we're going to declare a war on inanimate objects, and if we're going to enact prohibition that we're now approaching 50 years of this, 50 years, 48 years this year, since Richard Nixon enacted the UN war on drugs. Yes, the UN created that with a schedule of four different levels of drugs, and they put the different drugs in the different levels. and Richard Nixon put it into law 10 years later. You know, there's an article out now, I think it's on the Drudge Report, where they're talking about the American Legislative Exchange Council and how they've had 10,000 bills that have been circulated to politicians around the country, most of them Republican, and most of it coming from ALEC, but they conveniently ignore what the UN does with its agendas. You know, we got big agendas from the UN. All this climate stuff and the agenda to lock us into a giant city, into a megalopolis. I don't know if that's what Francis Ford Coppola's movie, he says he's going to do one big movie coming up, Megalopolis. Is that going to be about a giant city? You know, they're already talking about how all the cities are converging. That's the plan. That's the UN Agenda 21 plan. They even talk about it kind of being implemented already between Boston and Washington. They even call it BOWASH. That's a pretty good name because it sounds pretty repulsive. We used to live on the East Coast, and I really dreaded having to go to visit relatives in New York and go through that mess from Washington north. The traffic, the congestion, the tolls, the police everywhere. It was just horrible, horrible. And now they got congestion pricing being rolled out in New York as a test for the rest of us, because the congestion in New York City isn't as bad as it is in Boston or Washington. They got BOWASH everywhere, and they're going to BOWASH their laws all over us. The UN Agenda 21 is going to be washed all over us. So they have their own agendas. They have an agenda to manage our economies and to shut down entire industries, to trap us in the cities. That's their UN 2030 agenda, which is a little bit more specific in terms of time and methods than Agenda 21. And that's part of this megalopolis idea and the BOWASH issues and so forth. They're going to have a couple of them, a couple of big cities here in Texas that'll merge together. You know, probably have the area from San Antonio to Austin to Dallas all become one big megalopolis. That is the plan. And so we have seen this type of thing with the American Legislative Council and so forth. They're now talking about it because it's a Republican thing. But the war on drugs, talk about that. That is an agenda, just like ALEC. And we had a Republican sign his name at the bottom, put United States up at the top, and turned in his homework for the United Nations, not just for some corporations like ALEC is. They're typically writing those for the benefit of corporations. A lot of times it's foreign corporations who want toll roads. That was the way it was being done back in North Carolina. And you had a guy who is now a senator, Tillis, who did that for them. They reward him with becoming a senator. They promoted him up over people who had been more experienced. When the Republicans got control of the House, they made him Speaker of the House over somebody who I knew personally, who was a legit guy. And he had been House Minority Leader for a long period of time. And they took this guy, Tillis, promoted him over him within 2 years. He's got toll roads coming in, all these other things that he's done for the American Legislative Exchange for ALEC. And then ALEC. Then he got rewarded with being put on the ticket, and now he is in Washington. A never-Trumper, too, by the way. He doesn't like President Trump, unsurprisingly. And so we have to go back to the Cyrus Vance guy, because this is a good example. Now, you know, he's taken $600 million from people with civil asset forfeiture. And I've talked about this many times, taking people's assets, stealing from them. Oh, it's not stealing, it's forfeiture. And it's not criminal, it's civil, because we do it with the war on drugs and a bureaucracy sets up these rules. So you don't get any due process. You don't have to be found guilty in court, and you're not even charged with a crime. We charge your property with a crime. And like I said, why not? Because the war is on inanimate objects, drugs. You know, the EPA has just put out a grant for investigating hemp concrete. Remember when John Boehner said, I'm unalterably opposed to marijuana? Well, that was until they showed him the other kind of green, you know, the cash. And now he's out there. I get served up ads from him all the time. You can invest in the burgeoning marijuana industry, just like John Boehner. He got in on the ground floor. It's kind of an IPO for repealing that part of the war on drugs. And again, hemp can't even get you high. There is no THC in hemp. It's used for CBD oil, which is a medicine that competes with big pharmaceutical companies. That might be why they outlawed it. It's also used to make textiles that compete with big agriculture. That might have something to do with why they outlawed it, and on and on. Now they're using it to make concrete blocks, perhaps. But they'll conveniently look the other way, but they won't look the other way when it comes to your money. While in Paris, he spent $2,800 to stay at a 5-star hotel that is, quote, housed in true Parisian mansion, dating back to 1635. It boasts discreet luxury, Louis XV furniture, original tapestries, and wonderful wood-burning fireplace. Ah, the lifestyle of the rich and criminal bureaucrats, and how they feather their nests with the war on drugs.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is.
But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alec?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, they don't need taxes, really. They can just steal our stuff. They don't have to give us a reason. They just take it. We saw that happen with Obama. We see it happening in Manhattan. Again, just a little bit more detail about this. This is a situation where regular state employees couldn't do what Cy Vance is doing, the Manhattan DA. And this is a guy, basically, who's also coming after Trump. And I'm not talking about this because he's coming after Trump. I'm talking about it because the civil asset forfeiture situation is a fraud. That was something that was given to us by Reagan. And we need to shut that down. There's absolutely no way that can be justified if we paid any respect whatsoever to the Constitution. And so they take $600 million in funds. He takes only, $250,000 over 5 years to stay at elite Parisian restaurants and so forth. Other state employees, the line prosecutors who operate under this Manhattan DA could not do such things, but they make an exception for the guy at the top. There's a multi-tier, legal immunity. So the guys at the top can do whatever they want, right? We have now accepted that as a standard way of doing business here in America. And it's not even that other district attorneys are doing it to this great a degree over 5 years. The next closest one out of New York City's other boroughs, the next highest spender was the Bronx DA, Darcell Clark, who spent $18,000 over 2 years. So he spent about $9,000 a year, and this guy has spent about $50,000 a year. And defending the statements to a publication in New York called The City, he said they're within the rules. You know, just like Nancy Pelosi, she can do insider trading. That's not a problem. It's in the rules. They make the rules. The rulers make the rules. And he said he had to travel to important policing and counterterrorism conferences. So he's got to go talk about the war on drugs and the war on terror and how he can steal more of your money without due process. Maybe he's explaining this scam to his equivalents in other countries. Who knows? Why not? I mean, it's a great racket, isn't it? When the government becomes the mafia. And then take a look at what's going on in Brexit. We just had the parliament pass the no-deal Brexit a couple of days ago with just one vote. And they said, we're not going to have, if we don't have a deal that basically gives us regulation without representation out of the European Union, that's the deal that Theresa May has offered to them multiple times. And it's been years now since the people voted for Brexit, and Theresa May has continued to delay, to stall, to push against it. And, of course, all the people in establishment are pushing the fear issue. And so she hasn't been able to get a deal through that anybody wants to be anywhere close to it. So they would have popped out with a hard exit. And then they came in with a no-deal Brexit block. Passed that by one vote in the parliament, and now it has gone to the House of Lords. And get this, it was put together, this anti-no-deal bill was put together in the House of Lords by Labour's Yvette Cooper, who represents a constituency where almost 70% of the voters voted for Brexit. And so Yvette is pushing back against something that 70% of her people voted for. Also joining with Sir Oliver Letwin. They call him left-wing Letwin. He is a Tory Remainer. And so their bill went through, passed on the second reading. It'll go through its remaining stages to take place on Monday. So maybe they'll be able to betray Brexit about the same time they can hand over Julian Assange. Maybe those two things will happen at the same time so that nobody notices Julian Assange too much. The mainstream media will have an excuse not to report it because they don't want to support WikiLeaks. And then we have the New Mexico governor signing on to a bill. There's a plan to try to get around the Electoral College multiple ways, quite frankly. This is the more overt way to get around the Electoral College. I've talked to you many times about the more covert way, the more dangerous way, is the census. Because if we don't require that we count citizens, which is what the Constitution requires, that's why we have the census, is to allocate representation of American citizens, not representation of foreign citizens. And of course, the California judge shutting this down says, if you ask questions about citizenship, it's going to cost California money and representation because they got a lot of people living there who are not citizens because it's a sanctuary state. So we have to give money to the foreign citizens and representation to the foreign citizens. And if we do that, California will get more representation in Congress. Their number of representatives will go up. They readily admitted that. That's what the judge said. You know, the representation will go down if you don't count foreign citizens there. Why should foreign citizens be counted for representation? And he also said their money that they get from the government will go down. Well, why shouldn't it? Why should we be setting up a welfare system for foreign citizens? See, that's the real issue. That's really the issue that President Trump should focus on. There is no argument for the left to push back against that. There really isn't. If President Trump would say, instead of saying, we're going to make Honduras and El Salvador and Mexico protect our borders, and if they don't protect our borders, I'm going to stop sending them money. Well, President Trump, just stop giving money to the people who come in. Because if you bribe people to come into our country with the welfare state, they will come. You bribe them, they will come. And we'll have a field of dreamers that instead of the United States. But let's go back to the other scheme to take down the Electoral College. See, if they want to get rid of the Electoral College and the Constitution by an amendment, they would need to have two-thirds of Congress in both houses vote for this. Then the bill would be sent to the states, and three-quarters of the states would have to sign on to it. So the Democrats said, well, we can't do that. So let's come up with a different way to shut down the Electoral College. And when you look at what they're doing, New Mexico is the latest state to sign on to a compact. This is Governor Michelle Grisham, a Democrat, of course, signed the legislation Wednesday to officially add New Mexico to a joint compact with more than a dozen other states. So I think the count is now up to 13, if I'm correct. And what it's going to do is, if they get enough states together, if all the states in the compact total up to 270 electoral votes, then boom, they will all trigger that compact. And what they'll do is say, well, look at the candidate that gets the most number of votes nationally, and we'll give them all of our electoral votes as a way to get around the Electoral College. And of course, the candidate who gets the most votes nationally is probably the one who's going to get the most votes padded into the Chicago ballots and the New York ballots and the LA ballots, and they will only campaign in those areas anyway. That's why we have the Electoral College. But they have a way to get around it. See, the standard was not to repeal the Electoral College if they got a majority of the states and their electoral representatives. No, that wasn't the standard. It was two-thirds of the Congress, three-quarters of the states, but they've got another way to get around that. But the easiest way for them to get around it, especially to pack the Electoral College, is to count non-citizens in the census. And nobody is even talking about that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products, because we're in your hands. I'm in your hands. And your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I was just talking about the plans to get rid of the Electoral College and many different devious schemes that Democrats have come up with. A compact. Let's get enough Democrat states together. We got more than 270 votes. Boom. We will kick this in and we'll say, we're just going to throw all of our representatives and electoral college, we're going to throw all of them to whoever gets the most number of votes nationally. Well, that's one way to get rid of it. The other way is to have the census question, pack people into the sanctuary states, give representation and money to foreign citizens. Of course, that'll help them to get to their goal of 270 votes, and then throw these states towards whoever gets the most number of votes out of New York, LA, and Chicago. That's really what's going to happen with the election if we allow that to happen. So we've got a lot of different tactics that are being used by the Democrats to overcome the Constitution, as if they needed any help. I mean, the Republicans don't really care too much about the Constitution either, as evidenced by the fact that while we're going to get rid of the Electoral College, get rid of the Constitution, we can't ask on the census if people are citizens. Now, President Trump is talking about Herman Cain for the Fed. You know, it's a shame that we can't talk about getting rid of the Federal Reserve. People can talk about getting rid of the Electoral College, and that's in the Constitution. Federal Reserve isn't. As a matter of fact, the Federal Reserve says just the Constitution says just the opposite. It talks about gold and silver. Now that's going to be controlled by the Congress. No. We got to keep the Fed, but we got to get rid of the Electoral College. And it's okay for the Democrats to talk about getting rid of the Electoral College. And so President Trump is looking at Herman Cain, the 999 plan, Herman Cain. Yeah, I don't have a problem with Herman Cain so much. I when he was running for president, I considered his previous membership at the lower level of the Federal Reserve, I consider that to be a disqualification. But now it looks like President Trump, according to Axios, has settled on Cain to fill the last remaining open seat on the board, but will wait until his background check is cleared before making the official announcement. And I liked the tweet from Zero Hedge. They said, if Trump is smart, he'll nominate AOC for Fed chair. I presume it's because AOC doesn't think that there's any problem just printing money, right? if President Trump wants the Fed to just print money with quantitative easing, lower interest rates, and, you know, reality be damned, he couldn't find anybody better than AOC. So that's a pretty good tweet there. As a matter of fact, later in the program, assuming we can get him, he's traveling in foreign countries. We tried earlier in the week to get Doug Casey. We're going to get Doug Casey on to talk about MMT, modern monetary theory, which is what the Democrats use as a prop. It's the economic sophistry that they fall back on to say, we don't have to worry about what any of these social programs are going to cost. We have modern monetary theory, or like I call it, magic money theory. That's really what it is. That's the underlying economic theory that's been put there by the court jesters to justify things like the Green New Deal and universal basic income and everything. It's fine. We just have modern monetary theory, magic money that's coming up. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the border. Julian Castro doesn't even think it's a problem. He thinks this is something that is just, he thinks a crisis is BS. And here's what Julian Castro had to say.
Well, you know, about four decades ago, the United States actually set a cap on the number of refugees at about 100 or 110,000. I think right now we might be at 30 or 40,000. During that time, we've basically been going downward.
Way more than that.
Now, these are refugees as opposed to the folks who are seeking asylum that you're talking about, people presenting themselves at the border. But as I'm sure you'll get to, I also believe that we should handle the people that are presenting themselves at the border differently.
And tell me about that, because again, the feeling from this administration is that we are in a full-blown crisis and that they are overwhelmed by it. How do you think
that should happen? I don't believe their narrative. I don't believe the BS that women and children who are fleeing dangerous circumstances present a national security threat to this country.
We just got that magic money theory. We can just throw money at people and, the refugees that are coming here, they're coming here for welfare. And if that's not true, we shouldn't have any problem cutting off welfare to these people, right? Just say you're not going to get welfare. And let's see if they still come. Now, he also said the president must start. And this guy, of course, is the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, under Obama. And, it's also very significant that his mother was one of the founders of La Raza, the race, okay? La Raza is something that Sonia Sotomayor also belongs to. They're getting lots of money from the federal government. As a matter of fact, if we go back and look at their budget about 12 years ago, even at that point in time, they were getting $15 million in federal grants. About half of that was coming from the Department of Education for charter schools, because it was good to educate children about the spiritual plan of Aslan. You know, this mythical idea that the Southwest of America is a separate country and should be a separate country, should be sovereign away from the United States. And of course their slogan, por la raza todo, fuero de la raza nada. If I'm saying that correctly, sorry, I don't speak Spanish, but it translated, it means for the race, everything. Outside of the race, Nothing. How racist is that? We're not allowed to say racist for that. Now, they like to say, well, La Raza means the people, or it means the community. No, no. In Spanish, if you want to talk about the people or the community, you would say La Gente or La Comunidad. Comunidad, like the community, right? Or Pueblo, the village. So you're talking about the community or the village or the people. La Gente. No, they're talking about the race. The race. It is racist. And, of course, his mother, there's twins, the Castro twins. There's one that is a congressman down in San Antonio. But this is the one that was at HUD, that ran HUD for Obama, and he is running for president. So that's why he is saying that the Trump administration has cruel policies like the Muslim ban. Again, President Trump said 10% of the predominantly Muslim countries, when he banned seven countries, five of them were Muslim. Those five represented only 10% of the 50 predominantly Muslim countries, and those five countries were countries that Obama had gone to war. No declaration, of course, but we were at war with those countries. It also included North Korea, but, of course, they called it a Muslim ban. And said spending on a pointless wall, pointless, of course, because he says the crisis at the border is pure BS, and cuts to the refugee program. So that's what he's concerned about. He wants to bring in Muslims, he wants to take down the wall, and he wants to spend more money for anybody that he calls a refugee. That'd be anybody coming here. And he wants President Trump to end the vile rhetoric. See, saying everything for my race and nothing for any other race, that's not vile rhetoric. Trump is the racist, not Julian Castro and La Raza. It's Trump who is the racist. He said illegal border crossings should be reclassified from a federal crime to a civil infraction. Well, I think it's already kind of treated that way. When we look at what's going on in New York and Long Island, for example, they're talking about all the violence that's being conducted by young MS-13. They're sent here. They say, we can't do anything about it. They only came over here illegally. No, we can't do anything about that crime. They only have MS-13 written all over their face. And, you know, we'll just have to wait until they beat one of their fellow Hispanics to death over some rivalry. Then we can do something about it. Folks, if you're not supporting us, take a look at the specials. It's a great time to try any products that you haven't tried before. InfoWars Life products are all 50, 55, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points, so you can get discounts again in the future. You are our sponsors, folks. If you don't sponsor us, we won't be here. But we'll be right back in the next segment. Stay with us.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodine in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogen, when you have the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. Remember when TV didn't watch you, you watched television? There's no reviews yet for it, but it's at InfoWarsStore.com. We bought the best-selling antenna. We sell it for, what is it, $5 less than Amazon does, InfoWars HD digital TV antenna. And, I mean, look, you're talking like 100-plus digital channels, and then they'll have 4 or 5 sub-channels of every old cool TV show, old movies. It's like way better than cable, and it's like Hawaii 5-0, Gilligan's Island, Ivory Magini, Dallas, stuff from the 90s, new stuff, like when the Olympics was on. I didn't know there were 10 channels of Olympics on TV. I mean, it's like, my God, this is way better than cable, and people don't know that it's free after you buy the antenna. The point is that there's so many channels, and it's not watching you. It's not tracking you. So we do sell the antennas at the lowest price you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately. Because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done. Because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, we have Julian Castro saying the idea that there's a crisis at the border is pure BS. But he believes that Trump tried to put out a Muslim ban. He believes that the wall is pointless. He thinks we need to add more money to the refugee program. We need to reclassify illegal border crossings from a federal crime to a civil infraction. I thought it was a misdemeanor. I thought they didn't do anything at all about it. I mean, that's why that father who took his kids from El Salvador said, I tried to get away from MS-13, went to Long Island, but they followed us here. Why? Because we don't have a, what Julian Castro would call, a pointless wall. Now, that is the point of a wall, Julian. So we can control who comes in. So that if somebody comes in, even if they come in illegally, if they've got MS-13 literally tattooed on their face, we don't do anything about it now. For a variety of reasons. We need to be doing something about that to protect Hispanic people. If you care about the race, your mama created La Raza and you said everything for your race, nothing for any other race, but you're not racist, of course. But if you really cared about your race, you would want to try to protect people like that father trying to escape MS-13, but you don't. You don't. And Beto O'Rourke is now joining Julian Castro in backing reparations bills in Congress. He said he would support legislation to create a commission to explore the possibility of reparations for slavery in the United States. And Robert Francis O'Rourke said, absolutely, I would sign that into law when asked by Reverend Al Sharpton on Wednesday. And, you know, when we look at this, I think the Hispanics are already getting reparations. They're getting millions, tens of millions of dollars every year to La Raza from the federal government. And the Department of Education and other bureaucracies are giving them a lot of money. But again, he's going to support legislation to create a commission to explore the possibility. And what does it mean? As I said many times before, look at the Obama family. Does Obama get reparations? Do his kids get reparations? I mean, Obama is half black, half white. And his black father was never a slave. How do we allocate the reparations? Well, we want to talk about it. It's very important for us to talk about it. Why? Because they're demagogues, not Democrats. And they want to use this, and they want to build racial tensions to get elected. And as we look at the trans-Hispanic Robert Francis O'Rourke, the beta male, and he was telling us how El Paso is just wonderful. Well, it actually is a crisis. It's so bad that El Paso's safety net is starting to tear. They can't handle all the people that are coming there because it's now just turned into catch and release. Let's play a clip of Jay Johnson. You know, Julian Castro is running for president. He was the HUD secretary for Obama, but Jay Johnson was the Department of Homeland Security secretary. And this is what he had to say about the crisis. He doesn't believe that it's pure BS. Here's Jay Johnson.
Anytime soon. There's not going to be comprehensive immigration reform anytime soon. In the interim, we have a legitimate crisis, and we're doing very little meaningful steps to address it.
Real quick, I'm out of time. You're advocating putting more judges, like a surge of judges down there, yes, in order to process claims faster. The Secretary of Homeland Security is putting a surge of officers, they just announced this morning, 750 officers to the southwest border. Does that have any of the same effect?
Yeah, it does. I mean, honestly, they do need to process these individuals, and the numbers they have right now, they're not kidding. They are overwhelmed. I mean, these are stunning numbers. But they need to process them. But look, it doesn't matter if you process them quickly if there isn't a hearing where you can actually process the asylum claim and get them out. So you need to do both.
Okay, so there you have the plan that's being put together by some of the people. I didn't have Jay Johnson there. That's a different number. We'll get that clip for you in a minute. But before we go to Jay Johnson actually said that. We played that a couple of days ago. But let's talk about AOC. She says that Border Patrol are injecting kids with drugs. Why? Because they're racist. They're doing it because of national origin. I tweeted out and said, well, okay, wait till they get in here and go to our schools for free. Then they'll get their mandatory vaccines, they'll get the Ritalin and so forth. Why? Because they'll be considered to be American, and we don't care what we do to American children. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to another family that had their kids taken from them by CPS, because we don't worry about separation from American families. We only are concerned if it's at the border, and we're not really concerned about the drugs that are being injected into American families. But here is AOC talking about how evil and racist President Trump is.
And guess what? I'm 29. I'm the youngest woman to ever be elected to the United States Congress. I have plenty of time to learn. And I'm not afraid to make mistakes and iterate in public either. And frankly, if the mistakes that I'm making are just a one-off, like, rhetorical thing, you correct it, acknowledge it, and move on. At least I'm not trying to cage children in the border and inject them with drugs. That's not a mistake. That is a deliberate policy to attack people based on their national origin. That's not a mistake. That's just hatred. That's just cruelty. That's just wrong.
Yeah, that's stupidity and that's ignorance on parade there. And so what? Yeah, guess what? I'm the youngest person ever. And it's like, I think we need to raise the age limit. Exhibit A, right there. She doesn't really know too much about what's going on at the border. She doesn't know anything about history. Don't know much about history. That's the Democrat Party word. Don't know much biology either. They support the transgender. They don't know much about science. Environmentalism, so forth. But, you know, maybe she should take a look at history. It's often attributed to Abraham Lincoln. Some people dispute that he said it, but better to remain silent and to be thought a fool, Alexandria, than to speak and to remove all doubt. But she removes all doubt every day. Occasional Cortex is always giving us clips like that. It actually may have gone back to the Bible, which she probably doesn't already. She doesn't read that either. Proverbs 17:28, which is already there before Abraham Lincoln or Mark Twain or anybody said that. Proverbs says, even a fool is thought wise if he keeps silent, discerning if he holds his tongue. But she is not going to keep silent. She is not going to hold her tongue. Injecting kids. Should we really be concerned about that? You know, I think we should, especially when we look at how anti-freedom the United Stasi of America has become. And understand, folks, this is not just the creeps in the military-industrial complex that want to watch and know everything about you. These are also, it's now become widespread throughout our culture. A good example of this is a story from the Daily Mail of some Wisconsin mothers. They call themselves the Concerned Moms of Wisconsin. But if you take a look at the letter that they were passing around in their neighborhood to attack a mother who had not vaccinated her kids. See, this is the kind of persecution that people who want to have a choice in medicine. You know, this really is where we should be pro-choice. As I said before, when you call yourself pro-choice, say, my body, my choice, it's not just your body. It is another body that is involved in that. But in this particular instance, it is your body. And you should get your laws off of our bodies. But we got busybodies that take this form. And the thing I find most interesting about this is it says, it's a form letter with blanks in it. Dear, and they wrote it in, resident, your blank, and they write neighbor, and then it's a comma, and then it's got a place where they filled in the name. That's been deleted. So this is some kind of a form letter with a fill in the blank. Who's behind this form letter? And this is in Wisconsin. They point out in the Daily Mail that, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, there have been no confirmed measles cases since 2014. And of course, Wisconsin is one of 17 states that allow non-medical vaccine exemptions. But they state in the letter, nearly all outbreaks of disease were started by unvaccinated individuals. Okay, well, even if that were true, and it's not, let's think about that a minute. Let's take it at face value. Nearly all outbreaks of disease. That means that some of the outbreaks of disease were started by vaccinated individuals. And we just had an example of that happen. I just gave you an example the other day. A letter that was sent out to all the students saying, we're sorry, there's a substitute teacher who has measles and she's exposed your kids. She's been vaccinated. We don't really know what happened. Well, I do. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. The unvaccinated, they say, pose a unique threat to infants who often don't yet have a full course of vaccines. 99.99% chance there will be no complications unless you get the MMR. Then we've had about 5,700 seizures in the last year from people who got that vaccine. 5% of those people, about 300 or so, are contracted epilepsy for life. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the new world order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor's 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information's explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. to the David Knight Show.
Yeah, maybe that should be the theme song for AOC. Tax the rich, feed the poor, till there ain't no rich no more. I mean, that's basically what she did in New York. That's the process that they're going. And then how do you feed the poor when there's no rich no more? You know, when your whole economic plan is one of theft or imaginary money, how do you sustain that? Well, it isn't sustainable, as we've said many times. Of course, as Margaret Thatcher, I think, who said it, eventually you run out of other people's money. That's the problem with that strategy. But the other problem that is happening here in America is she complains, she says, oh, you know, we're injecting these people with drugs at the border. We're separating the kids at the border. Well, they don't care, as I said, about the American children who are being kidnapped by CPS. We do. We're going to have a father who's going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about that. They don't care about the kids who are being forcefully injected against their parents' wishes with drugs in America. And all of this is being justified by a kind of snitch society, kind of Stasi society, like we see in this particular letter circulated around a neighborhood in Wisconsin. Your neighbor does not believe in vaccinating herself or her family. This puts anyone at risk if they're medically fragile. Please use caution when sharing work or personal space with this individual. Shun them. That's like, fine. You know, you want to not mix with somebody? That's fine. This is really being set up to push mandatory vaccines. And I have to ask you, is this any different than what the press is doing? And we got a lot of conservative press that's doing this as well. I mean, we've got Breitbart talking about, oh, we had a measles outbreaks in 2019 outpaced the total for 2018, second highest sense of diseases. It's only measles. This is just so they can push the MMR vaccines for big pharmaceutical and their retailer, CDC. CDC sells more vaccines than anybody else. There is a conflict of interest coming from the CDC, and it's just measles. Only 1 in 10,000 people who get the disease will have a serious consequence of it. CDC doesn't really have a problem with people coming in with very dangerous diseases, and that's why a lot of people in the conservative press are talking about this. See, Breitbart talks about it immediately, says, these outbreaks are linked to travelers who brought measles back from other countries. And don't push mandatory vaccine taking away our freedom so that you can try to encourage somebody to protect the border. There's better reasons to protect the border. And you don't want to get that. And then we have almost on a daily basis, we see on the Drudge Report, this recycled excrement from The Guardian. Measles cases soar across the U.S. It's getting worse. It is an echo chamber of the Chamber of Commerce saying that, pushing out this fake fear news. The FFN, they ought to call themselves. Oh, look, we had measles in California. And it's not, nobody died. It's not a serious disease in the Western world. They say, well, people died in the Philippines. Yeah. People die in Madagascar. They're dying in Madagascar from starvation. They don't have access to doctors for anything. They're dying mostly from dysentery, from diarrhea, because they have absolutely no medical care there. And the number of people who contracted measles, if you look at the percentage of people who contracted measles in Madagascar, for example, which the Guardian and other people like that love to push. If you look at the percentage of people in Madagascar who contracted measles and died, it is far less than the infant mortality rate, far less than the toddler mortality rate. It's a tiny fraction of that. And then you got Fox News. In this case where the Arizona home was SWAT teamed by the police because the kid was unvaccinated. Look at the headlines. Police officers with guns drawn raid Arizona home for boy with 105 degree fever. Another one. Arizona police kicked down the door of parents who refused to take an unvaccinated 2-year-old to the hospital. That's the way Fox News reports it, whereas the local news said a couple decided not to take their feverish child to the hospital. Hours later, police kicked down their door. That's the reality. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we had the clip we played for you, Alexandria in Wonderland, saying they are injecting kids at the border with drugs, depending on the nations that they're coming from. How racist is that? Well, I thought you wanted the Ellis Island experience, right? That's what they used to do at Ellis Island. They said, well, you know, you're coming from this country. We know that there is an outbreak of a propensity to certain diseases there, so you're going to have to undergo quarantine. They didn't necessarily vaccinate them there. But they said, we're going to quarantine you. We're going to take a look at your health issues before we let you in the country. Now we don't do that. And so you have in San Diego, at about a year and a half ago, they had an outbreak of hepatitis A. They were literally washing the streets in San Diego with bleach to try to stop it because they're having such a problem controlling it. And yeah, diseases are brought in from other countries. But when we look at the freak out from AOC about people coming in from countries where there's very poor medical care, where they have very poor hygiene, and we want to try to make sure that that doesn't get brought into the country. And she freaks out about that. But at the same time, the Democrats want to mandate vaccines in California for everybody. You're not going to get into schools. You're not going to, in New York, you're not going to get into the public square if you're not vaccinated. And then in Arizona, if you're not vaccinated, we're going to use that as an excuse to kick down the door of your home. You know, you say your kid's fever, he had a fever, was going down. So, well, we're not going to go to the hospital now. Well, we're going to kick down the door because you said you're unvaccinated. So that's a risk. Let's talk a little bit about this herd mentality thing. And let's talk a little bit about rights as if they mattered in this environment where neighbors circulate petitions to try to shame and quarantine an individual simply because they're not vaccinated. Oh, I found out you're not vaccinated. Oh, let's get this person here. There's an article came out on Free Thought Project from the Foundation for Economic Education. Dear America, you cannot be pro-freedom and pro-forced vaccinations at the same time. They said it's hard to think of a more fundamental right than the right to determine what happens to your own body. This really is the choice issue that the Democrats don't want to talk about. Forcing someone to undergo medical treatment against their will violates this most basic of rights, the right to be free from physical assault. Yet even some libertarians have jumped on the mandatory vaccination bandwagon, arguing that one person not taking every possible precaution against contracting a disease somehow constitutes an assault against another. But this is tortured logic. Nobody has a right to a germ-free environment outside of their own property and try to create one inside your property, as a matter of fact, they point. Good luck in establishing that inside your own property boundaries. Proponents of vaccine mandates assert that this as a right to live in a germ-free environment. They say there's never been widely asserted by anybody before that you have a right to live in a germ-free environment, free of any and all pathogens at the expense of other people. There has historically been a widely held and asserted expectation of quarantine, you know, maybe at the border, at Ellis Island, in the case of exceptionally dangerous illnesses. Now, you know, CDC and the Democrats, they were not concerned at all about Ebola when people were coming here with Ebola because they were coming from Africa and they were black. So we can't be, that would be racist to be concerned about Ebola, even though you're going to have 60 to 90% of the people die bleeding from every orifice But for measles, where only 1 out of 10,000 people have serious consequences, we've got to freak out about that. Anyway, they go on to say, this is not at all what the proponents of mandated vaccines are calling for, quarantining people. Quarantine is simply the demand that those who are already infected with a disease remain isolated in their homes or elsewhere until they're no longer able to infect others. No, they're saying you need to be quarantined because you haven't been injected with this vaccine. And then the idea that measles is somehow a serious disease, as they point out, long before the vaccine was available, the mortality rate for vaccines, for measles, had fallen to 1 in 10,000, and it was considered to be a benign childhood illness. I've played the clips for you. All these television programs from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. Oh, so-and-so's got measles. That became the center point for situation comedy. It's just measles, but it complicated their social life because they couldn't go out for a couple of days or whatever. But where does herd immunity come from? Well, actually, as they point out, herd immunity was an idea that was first put out by A.W. Hedrick in 1933. He had an observation that measles outbreaks were suppressed when 68% of children had contracted the measles virus. This had nothing to do with vaccination, since there wasn't any measles vaccine in 1933. But they did have immunity. They had lasting immunity, which you don't get from the vaccine. That's why you have people, that's why they have multiple injections of MMR. And it's why you have patient zero in New York. That was several of them. You had an outbreak of four people that got measles. And guess what? Three of them had been vaccinated multiple times. Patient zero had been vaccinated twice. While the immunity conferred by contracting measles lasts for a lifetime, that conferred by vaccination does not. That's why they require you to have booster shots all the time. Most of these vaccines lose their effectiveness 2 to 10 years after being given. Baby boomers have had no vaccine-induced immunity against any of these diseases for which they were vaccinated very early in life. So in essence, at least 50% of the population has been unprotected for decades. You understand that? You have multiple shots given because the vaccine does not give you lasting immunity. And so you've got a situation now where at least 50% of the population doesn't really have immunity to these diseases, as evidenced by the fact that people who have been vaccinated multiple times become patient zero. So if we listen to present day wisdom, we're all going to have an epidemic if the vaccination rate falls below 95%. And yet we have all lived for at least 30 to 40 years with 50% or less of the population having any immunity. So herd immunity has not existed in this country for many decades. Nevertheless, in 2016, you had Gary Johnson, then the Libertarian candidate, Libertarian in name only. He didn't understand any of the principles. This is a guy who said, yeah, I think the government ought to make a baker bake a custom cake, regardless of what his religious, whether conflicts with his religious beliefs or whatever. Anyway, he reversed his position on vaccine mandates. So Gary Johnson supports cake mandates. He supports vaccine mandates. And he said the reason for that was because I've been educated now about herd immunity, but nobody educated him about Aleppo. Aleppo? Aleppo? What is Aleppo? So now you've been educated about herd immunity. You've heard the truth. Don't let the herd deceive you into giving away your liberty for a false promise of security and safety. It's always false. Whenever they want to take your freedom, they always come up with some lie. And when you look at this, as I pointed out, and we're going to point out again when we get our guest on at the bottom of the hour, if you're going to support the loss of due process, if you're going to support the loss of individual liberty, informed consent in medicine and so forth, the red flag gun laws are a good example of this. Children being taken by CPS without any due process is a good example of this. Mandatory vaccines are a good example of this. And we are embracing all of these things. We look at the red flag gun laws. You've now had another state pass this. We've had, as a matter of fact, the first 6 months after the shooting in Parkland, There were 55 new gun control measures in 26 states. And now we've got state after state pushing these red flag gun laws where guns can be seized entirely on unchallenged accusations. And this is what President Trump went on board with. You know, President Trump has done some very recklessly dangerous and stupid things when it comes to the Second Amendment. The red flag gun laws, where you don't have any due process, is one. The other one is gun control by executive order that he did with the bump stock. That was no law ever changed. The Obama administration even did not try to ban bump stocks, nor George W. Bush, but he just did it by executive order. Very dangerous precedent.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is.
But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Remember when President Trump was looking for $8.6 billion for the wall? That was only 0.18% of the $4.7 trillion that the federal government was going to spend. In other words, 1/5 of 1%. Oh, no, we can't have that, said the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi. We're going to shut down the government for that. Well, fast forward to today, and we see that there is $7 billion. Remember, he was asking for $8.6 billion. $7 billion has gone missing from just one U.S. base in Afghanistan. No problem, though. They turned the base over to the Afghan government with about $8 billion worth of equipment there. They say only about $1 billion is left. The provincial governor says that the former governors, the local mayor, the MPs, the commanders have all had a go at the site. And everyone's been entering the base and taking anything that isn't nailed down. So I guess they got about $1 billion worth of nailed down stuff. And the other $7 billion of unnailed stuff has now walked. They say, while the looting was not legal or authorized, it's not at all clear that the government intends to do anything about it either. Our government doesn't. It's just, you know, noise. $7 billion. Who cares about $7 billion? Oh, Nancy Pelosi and Democrats do. If it's going to be used to protect America. This is $8 billion that we put at just one base in Afghanistan in just one of our many, many unending wars. And we have to, we don't care about that, but we have to freak out if any money is used or any Defense Department resources are used to protect our border. As a matter of fact, Nancy Pelosi is saying she's now announced a lawsuit against the Trump border wall. She said the president's actions clearly violate the appropriations clause by stealing from appropriated funds, an action that was not authorized by constitutional or statutory authority. And I've pointed out many times that Obamacare was never authorized. There was no spending that was ever done, authorized by the Republicans in the House, where spending is supposed to begin. And Obama just took the money. He stole it, as a matter of fact, from private investors who were told that they were buying safe government-backed mortgages. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He just stole it. And you know how much he stole? It wasn't $7 billion. It wasn't $8 billion. It was $130 billion that he stole from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. $130. And the Congress sued him, just like Nancy Pelosi is suing President Trump. And he continued to do it anyway. Even after the judge said, no, they're right, you can't do that. He said, well, we'll appeal it. And they continued to do it. Now, if Nancy Pelosi wins and says that President Trump can't use some of these funds from other places, I'll bet you right now that President Trump will immediately stop. Because that's been the pattern, the difference between President Trump and President Obama. Obama just continues to do whatever he wants. And President Trump will bow down even when he's right on an issue. And that is the hypocrisy that we're seeing here, folks. Now, we had the president reverse himself again this week. Second time he's done it. First time was on Obamacare. And now he's done it on the border. He said he was going to shut down the border if things didn't get better. Well, things are not better. It is a crisis. Here's what Mitch McConnell had to say. He thinks that it is a crisis, but he doesn't want the president to do anything about it. Here's Mitch McConnell.
We certainly have a crisis at the border. I think the president's right about that. Closing down the border would have potentially catastrophic economic impact on our country, and I would hope we would not be doing that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's candid. At least he said, yeah, it's a crisis, but we're not going to do anything about it. And I have to ask, who's in charge here? Is it Mitch McConnell? Is Mitch McConnell the president? Is he the boss of the president here in all this? Because this President Trump was saying, well, you know, we need to do something about Obamacare. Maybe we should do something about that before the next election, make it part of the next election. Mitch McConnell says, nope, not doing it. So President Trump says, nope, we're not doing it. And then President Trump says, we need to do something about the border. We need to shut that down. Mitch McConnell says, it's a crisis. We ain't going to do nothing about it. President Trump backs down a second time over that. And it's especially concerning because when you're talking about Obamacare, here's the way Politico put it, and they're exactly right. Their analysis is the same thing that I said last week. They said the about-face is the second major one for Trump in a week. He appeared to bow from public pressure earlier this week when he said he had decided to punt pushing any major health care legislation until after the 2020 election, despite his Justice Department supporting a lawsuit to dismantle Obamacare. You understand that? Obama was declared legally dead by the Department of Justice. I said that last week. I said, look at this. They've completely destroyed the legal foundation in every respect of Obamacare. And the Justice Department is not going to appeal those lower court decisions. So it's done. It's done. And then President Trump came out and said, well, we need to think about what we can do about Obamacare. And I said, why would you even do that? It's already dead. Why would you try to resuscitate it? Why would you put it on life support? Are you just pandering to people politically? And then Mitch McConnell comes out and says, no, we're not even considering talking about doing anything in the future. We're not even going to use it for political purposes. And President Trump just backs down. And then he did the same thing with the border. I think it looked something. We got actually a clip of the discussion and the policy discussion about what to do at the border. Here's a clip.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
Strong and decisive.
This year we're going to grab the bull by the balls and kick those punks off campus.
What do you intend to do, sir?
Kick them back to the other side.
Delta's already on probation.
They are?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Then as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Double secret probation, sir?
That's right. They're on double secret probation. We're going to take that Animal House situation at the border. We're going to put those guys on probation. Oh, they're already on probation. We've already got prohibition of the war on drugs. Yeah, the drugs are flowing over, says President Trump. So we got to do something about that. Well, we're already trying to do something about that. We will put them on double secret probation. We'll say, if you don't do something about this in a year, then we're going to get tough. We're going to get really tough. We're going to put you on double secret probation in a year. Trump on Thursday, yesterday, backed down on his threat to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border. He said, before we close the border, we'll put tariffs on their cars. I don't think we've ever had to close the border. You know, it's now cars. First, it was avocados that everybody was freaking out, people like Mitch McConnell. Avocados? We're going to run out of avocados in 3 weeks. It's like, well, you realize that the big upsurge in avocados is to make guacamole, right? I'd never had guacamole till we moved back to Texas. My wife doesn't like it. I like it. But the big demand for guacamole and avocados is coming from Hispanics, and it's due to the big increase in Hispanics coming across the border. How's this for a strategy? We stop the avocados from coming in. They have to go home to get guacamole. How about that? That would be a way we could control the border. Would that be too tough for Mitch McConnell and President Trump to do? Oh, I think that would be too cruel. I don't think we could do that. Make them go home to get their guacamole? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points instead of 5% on each order. Towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, Paul Craig Roberts has written an editorial. Child Protective Services has created a Gestapo police state. It really is true. And we've turned our citizens in many cases into Stasi snitches. Oh, I saw this kid's not in school. I don't think they're vaccinated, or I don't even like my neighbors, so I'll report them. You know, and of course, they can do it with the red flag gun laws as well. There's a number of ways that we've now disrespected the idea of individual rights, individual liberty, due process. Now, if you got some busybodies in the community, they are going to apply this Gestapo police state to you. Kick your door down. Do a SWAT team raid on you, ban you out of the public square, ban you out of school or whatever because they don't like what you're doing. We're going to talk. We're going to put a face on this. I want to talk to Raymond Schwab is joining us now on the phone. And he just completed a three-year ordeal. And I want him to tell you what he went through because nobody should go through this. You shouldn't go through this. Your family shouldn't go through this. Your neighbors should not go through this. We need to turn this country around. And let me give you his Facebook link. You can find him on Facebook at Free the Schwab Children. And he is still fighting this. But joining us now is Raymond Schwab. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Schwab.
Thank you, David. Real honor to be on here. And I think this issue is really a silent issue that people are still operating under this ideology that the government is going to do what's best for its citizens, and that if they're intruding upon your rights or coming into your home, that you must have done something wrong, which is really
right.
Un-American way to view government. You know, we should have that healthy adversarial attitude towards people in positions of power. But yeah, we were really woken up to this about 3 years ago. The good news is we are still fighting this, but we're actually on the offense now. We have pending federal litigation against about 29 different defendants and trying to hit them where it hurts in the financial realm, because we truly believe that, like a lot of the leftist groups, if you just look at what they're saying and understand they're doing the exact opposite, then you know what's going on. So,
well, that's very important, because it's become a big business, and so it's important to hit them in that. But you were also spot on when you said people have the attitude, unfortunately, in America. They trust government more than they trust their fellow citizens. The government is always right, as you pointed out. If the government's coming against you, you must be evil. You must be wrong. And that's exactly upside down from the principles that the founders understood. They had seen abuses of power. They knew that power would always be abused, and we had to keep a check on that. And that's why we have due process. But the due process has been swept away by the bureaucracy of Child Protective Services throughout this country, and it has become a big business. Tell people how this all began for you, because it began, what was it, back in 2015, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, if anyone researches our story, they'll see that there was kind of an evolving narrative, and that's because as we went through this process, we really woke up to what was going on. And the fact that we have our children back, albeit, you know, they were wounded through this process by the state and their negligence. But a lot of families don't have the story we have. A lot more families have the story that their rights have been terminated. They'll never see their kids again. And so basically we lived in the state of Kansas. I'm actually from Colorado, but I was working a federal job. I'm a disabled veteran. I was working for the Department of Veteran Affairs. And was really struggling with some issues in my life and struggling in my marriage. And my wife and I had determined that we were going to separate and move back to Colorado, one where I could get off pharmaceuticals that the VA was pumping me full, and hopefully get access to medical cannabis, which I was seeing a lot of good research on how that was helping vets with PTSD. And, you know, I was at my end. They had me on all these different pharmaceuticals. So as we were packing and moving, my kids went to my mother-in-law's, and my in-laws decided they would kidnap my kids. And they vanished with my children. As we were calling the police and calling around trying to figure out how to get our kids back, you know, in one jurisdiction, the police wouldn't do anything. They said it was a civil issue, which is really bizarre. That people can get away with this. And then finally, after a week, where we got a sheriff to contact the family, said they didn't return the children, they were going to be arrested. The next phone call we got is we had court at 3 p.m. We lived 70 miles away from where the courthouse was at, and that our kids were in state custody. And yeah, I can't even relate to people what that phone call felt like, because I knew you know, that.
And you got five kids, is that correct?
Six, but they took five of them. Our oldest was already in Colorado waiting on us. We were literally in the process of moving when they seized my children. And initially we kind of, you know, we started going through this court process, and I realized these people are lying. These people have no intention of giving us our children back. You know, our kids were taken to a county where they didn't even reside, and the courts just took them, and they refused to look at that evidence. They claimed in court that my children had been abandoned in their county, and that they weren't able to locate the parents. All of that was a complete fabrication. No investigation was ever done, and the minimal investigation that was done determined that all abuse or neglect allegations were unsubstantiated, and they still kept my kids. And, you know, I was like any other American, thinking, you know, when I get into this courtroom and they hear the facts and they see my evidence, they're just going to give me my kids back. And sad to say, when parents walk into these secret courts, by the way, a lot of people don't understand that they're under the guise of protecting children confidentiality. They do all this stuff under the cover of darkness. We learned really quick that they had no intention of giving our kids back. And so we were.
And that's why I have so many of you on, people, parents who've had this happen to them across the country. I just had somebody on earlier in this week. Everybody who, people who are innocent parents think that, oh, it'll all work out. You know, they're not going to, the government isn't going to do anything to me that, you know, I'm innocent in this. So I can talk to them. I can invite them in. I'll have my day in court, and none of that happens. And that's why the audience needs to hear these testimonies and understand where this is. And when somebody comes at you from the government, don't be naive about this process. Understand these people have an agenda, and they're going to shut down your all the things that you think about due process and fairness. That doesn't exist anymore. We have to get that back. And people have to be forewarned about this. So they, put up don't just invite these people in and say, hey, let's have a discussion about this and correct this misunderstanding.
No, and it's systemic. I mean, it's like, you know, originally we thought that because, you know, we got the police reports and they had snapshots of my Facebook, and it was saying that we were moving to Colorado to get access to medical cannabis in the report. Kansas was at the time suing the state of Colorado for allegedly Colorado legal medical cannabis and recreational cannabis coming across the border. So there was this hostile environment to begin with, and every court hearing was about cannabis. We can't use cannabis even though we're in Colorado, you know, and so we're like... We're like, okay, obviously they're using our kids as another way to battle this war against Colorado and their hatred of cannabis in the state of Kansas. But after the first year of us fighting these people, and I ended up going on a 21-day hunger strike on the Kansas.
Wow, capital. We got to take a break. I want to hear how you got your kids back, because that was part of a three-year ordeal. And, of course, as we look at medical marijuana, and you were talking about the heavy pharmaceuticals they had you on as part of the VA, and we've now got 60% of the states have legalized medical marijuana. They continue to use that to take children away, even today. I mean, you're talking about 5 years ago this happened. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexander Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean, carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions. Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex,
look, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Raymond Schwab about the ordeal that his family went through. I want to lay down a little bit more of the background here and tell you what he went through for the last several years. Real quickly, before we get back to Raymond, I want to tell you to take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We've continued our 50-hour broadcast and our 50% off sale that we began last week. Actually, during the sale, we increased some items to 55% off, some of them to 60% off. So we have massive savings across the board, all InfoWars Life products, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. That's a rewards system to get you discounts in the future. 50, 55, 60% off our most popular products, all of them a minimum of 50% off. Folks, you are our sponsors. And if you don't support us, we will not be here for your independent media to support your free speech as well as a free press. So we really do need and appreciate your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the specials we have there and the free shipping. Now, we were just talking to Raymond Schwab in the last segment. Of course, you can find him on Facebook at Free the Schwab Children because, as he said, he's now going on offense against these people. And what they have done is create a giant racket. And Raymond, before we get into the specifics of your fight over the last 4 years, because your ordeal began back in 2015, before we get into what really happened there, let's lay a little bit more of the foundation of what's going on here. You're aware of the Safe Families Act, the Clinton's Adoption and Safe Families Act of 1997. You know, it takes a village to raise a child, I think. Well, you know, that village will take your children without any due process. That's the bottom line. They've created this massive for-profit bureaucracy that is kidnapping kids across this country. People need to understand they're not going to get a fair shake. It's a secret court. There's no due process and on and on. Be aware of that. Don't walk into this with a naive idea that just because you haven't done something wrong, they're not going to take your kids. Talk a little bit about that, the Clinton Adoption Safe Families Act.
Sure. Just in a nutshell, you know, they were trying to, at least on the surface, back in the 90s when Bill Clinton was president, get children out of these long-term placements of group homes and orphanages and things of that manner. And they created this law the Adoption and Safe Families Act by Hillary Clinton that basically incentivized finding permanent placement for children. And so it comes out of Title IV of the Social Security, the funding. They're looting Social Security. And that's kind of what I was getting to, is that I didn't realize that in the first year of our fight. I thought it was all, because what these people are good at doing to families is, you know, what's the worst thing you can do to a parent that really loves their kid is to say, you're a child abuser. You neglected your child, and you have all these professionals, and you have judges, and they like to gaslight people and gang up on them and say, you're bad, and you want to tell your story. Anyone naturally wants to go, no, that's not true. Here, look at my life. Look at the, you know, my doctor records. Look at not realizing that they're not looking to prove whether or not you're guilty or innocent. They're evidence gathering to eventually use against you because the incentive system is tiered. So, for instance, a child that on medication is considered a special needs child, and they actually get higher incentive payments under the Adoption and Safe Family Act, and there's a few others that kind of branch off of that. And so now we're seeing, because, you know, what wicked people will do is take a great idea like we have all these children that need a home, and instead of helping families in crisis and helping these children really find homes, they've learned to create this gigantic financial racket where they're stealing children. Yeah. And then the final incentive they get is they don't, that's changing now with the new legislation we can talk about here in a minute, but they get this final big lump sum payment if they adopt the children out to strangers. So you see this massive amount in states all over this country of children being medicated, children being falsely diagnosed with mental health disorders, or giving things like IEPs and put in special education classes in schools. One out of four children are on psychotropic medication in foster care. And I realized about a year into all of this that everything began to make sense if I just connected what they were doing to some financial incentive. For instance, they accused me of medical neglect, said that we didn't take our children to a doctor. So we brought medical records to the court to prove that that was incorrect. They completely ignored them, wouldn't let us put those on the record. And then I go to visit my children, and all of my children have glasses. Now, prior to them taking my children, all my children had eye appointments and had perfect vision except one of them. And I kept thinking, in my mind, I was thinking, they're doing this to try to create this false narrative that we're medically neglecting our kids, because that's what they're doing, keeping us parents going in circles, defending ourselves. But as I learned about this Adoption and Safe Families Act, and as I learned about the federal incentives, I realized, no, they're doing this to commit fraud. They're maximizing under Medicaid and the state programs all the things they can see children for, and that's what's so big about this.
Well, you know, you incentivize a system. You put some incentives into this for dollars, and then you take away the due process protection for the individuals and make sure that we don't really access this. And it's just a recipe for disaster. I just talked a couple of days ago to Michael Chambers, and, you know, not every CPS agent is bad. You know, he had some people and there were domestic disputes there. He had some relatives calling in CPS. In one location, they would show up and he would say, here's my kid, you can talk to her and everything. They were okay. He moves to another jurisdiction, a different agent, because the system is so loose and doesn't have any protection for families. Then these other agents are just a law to themselves and they've got these financial incentives. It's a recipe for disaster. Tell us, though, about your particular fight, because it involved hunger strikes and everything, a 3-year ordeal just to get your kids back.
Yeah, and that's where I learned about the incentives. Now, mind you, within the first year of this, we got the results back, even from the DCF investigation, that said the allegations against us were unsubstantiated. And, you know, so I call them and I'm like, your own report. I'm coming back, because we went ahead and moved to Colorado. I was getting transferred in my federal job, and I knew that they were trying to create destabilization in our life. They were telling my wife that she couldn't move to Colorado. She had to stay in Kansas and move into a homeless shelter. But then they'll use stuff like that against you and say, this family's unstable. The wife's in a homeless shelter. It's this wow. huge shell game, especially in the state of Kansas. The state of Kansas is horrible. Like 96% of their abuse and neglect allegations are determined to be unsubstantiated, and they still have 7,300 children in the foster care system.
Wow.
I mean, they're stealing kids hand over fist. But so after that first year, and I just sat down with my wife one day, and I said, you know, we're not going to get our kids back if we continue to fight the way they want us to fight. We have to figure out a way to go outside their paradigm, go outside their box. I had done previous activism in the past for 9/11 awareness and against the Christian support of the war in Iraq when it first happened. And so I had some connections. I had some experience protesting. And I said, we just, you know, how do you confront evil? The strongest way to do it is to bring that evil into the light. People that are doing bad things don't want people to know. So we started getting loud. We started protesting. We started creating rallies for other people. And then we met a woman. Her name was Jennifer Wynn. She's a former gubernatorial candidate of the state of Kansas who was actually actively fighting in the state of Kansas against the system. She heard our story, came on as a family advocate for us, and then our story just began to blow up nationwide because a lot of families don't fight publicly. They think if I push back, if I make too much noise, they're going to keep my kids forever because that's what these people will threaten. They'll say, you need to shut up. You need to stop protesting or we're going to terminate your rights, which they tried three times with us.
Wow.
But we always advocate.
You even went on a hunger strike, and you went on a hunger strike in front of the White House, didn't you?
Well, we ended up not doing the White House one because they stopped the behavior that was initiating that White House one. But, yeah, I did end up going on a 21-day hunger strike. Basically, I was at my wit's end. To retaliate against us, they took one of my children, falsely diagnosed them with a mental disorder. And here's a child that's been homeschooled his whole life.
Wow. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Can you stay on another segment? Because I want to talk about how you're going on offense against them and how people can help you. Can you stay on another segment with us, Raymond?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. We'll be right back with Raymond Schwab. Again, you can find him on Facebook at Free the Schwab Children. He got him back, and now he's going on the offense against this corrupt system that doesn't respect individual rights or families.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to it.
use me anytime you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Raymond Schwab. It's very important for us to hear firsthand the ordeal the people have gone through. Now, part of his ordeal, he was used as a pawn in the medical marijuana fight between Kansas and Colorado. Colorado had legalized medical marijuana at the time, 4 years ago, 2015. And now it's interesting that after 4 or 5 years of fighting, Kansas just had a bill introduced in February of this year to join the 60% of the states that already legalized medical marijuana. But I remember when medical marijuana, 25 years ago, I remember in California, the story of a man who had AIDS, who was on chemotherapy. The only thing that would keep him from uncontrolled vomiting was medical marijuana. And the judge denied it to him. He continued to do it. The judge locked him up and kept that away from him, and he choked to death on his own vomit in the jail room, in the jail cell. It's stories like that that cause the reversal of this insanity about medical marijuana. And it's people hearing the stories of families that have been victimized, broken apart. The children have been kidnapped. They've been damaged in this system. You have to hear these stories if we're going to change this injustice. And we are on the way of turning that around with medical marijuana. And it's time we do the same thing for our children. And so I want you to hear what Raymond Schwab did to turn this around. Tell us, pick up your story, Raymond, and go on. Tell us what you want to hear, what you want us to hear.
Sure. So we started doing some minor protests because we didn't have, it was really hard connecting with people. Back in 2015, there wasn't as cohesive of a movement that was exposing these systemic injustices in the family court system. And so as we connected with a few activists in the area of Kansas, and started getting louder, they basically retaliated. The state retaliated against me, created a false incident to lock up one of my kids. And what I was saying is this, you know, my child had been homeschooled. He was a really good kid, had never been exposed to a lot of kids that were struggling in their life or with mental health issues. And they put him in a place where we later found out he was assaulted 7 times. He was locked down, all to try to silence us. Now, we knew our kids were in danger either way. So it's like, do we go public and just hope we make it through this, or do we let our kids get victimized? Because there are other parents we knew who were silent, and their kids were victimized way worse. We felt.
Oh, yeah, you leave your child in the system, 80% of them have horrible outcomes,
horrible.
Sexual abuse, physical abuse, drug addiction, criminal records, and so forth. They, you know, it's a terrible system. So, yeah, you have to do what you can to get them out of that.
Yeah, so we figured, I told him, I said, if you don't let my kid out right now, I'm going to start a hunger strike till he gets out or somebody helps me file a lawsuit or a federal agency steps in. They laughed at us. They mocked us. And so I started a hunger strike on the Kansas Capitol, and through a series of events, like on the 8th day, they ended up arresting me on a bogus warrant, throwing me in jail, stripping me naked, putting me in a suicide suit in a cell with somebody else's blood and urine on the floor, started throwing trays of food through the door, trying to get me to eat. And then the media picked it up, and they threw me out the door the next day and just said, go. And so I went back up to the Capitol. Well, to cover their bases, they said, oh, gee, you got arrested, but we gave you this 30-day permit to stay on the Capitol. And I guess they thought they scared me to where I would go home. And instead, we went up on top of the stairs and set up camp and stayed there for 30 days. 21 of that was, I was hunger striking, and that's when our story.
We're not at the end of your story yet. Can you stay with us one more segment?
Sure.
We're at the end of our segment here, but I want to keep you and finish up this story because I know this is an amazing story. You know, your kids could not have a better father to go to bat for them, to defend them, and to save them from this system. We'll be right back with Raymond Schwab. Stay with us.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have on the line with us still Raymond Schwab. His story is just so amazing. The ordeal of the Schwab family. It lasted for 3 years. But as you were just hearing in the last few segments, taking his children away, putting glasses on all of them, subjecting them to other types of medical treatment. But then as they continued to push to get their children back, they used one of his children as a weapon against him. And created false charges against that child, was assaulted multiple times. He began a hunger strike. They arrested him on false charges, put him in horrific conditions in a prison. He eventually got out, went right back on hunger strike, was not going to be deterred. And this is the kind of determination, folks, that we have to have to get our liberty. Nobody is going to give you your liberty. There is nobody that is going to hand it to you on a feather bed, as the founder said. You have to want it badly enough to do what Raymond Schwab did for his family. And I want you to hear the rest of his story. And I want, Raymond, I want you to tell people also, once you finish with the story, what happened next. But I also want to talk about what you're doing in terms of going on offense. We have to change this system. Just because those of you listening have not had this happen in your family, or to somebody close to you, a neighbor, doesn't mean that you're safe. Nobody is safe when the government can come in and kidnap children from any family. And I've talked to many, many people. And, you know, I've talked to some of the best parents there are. People who will fight for their kids the way Raymond Schwab fought for his kids are the best parents a child could have. And if they will take kids away from these types of parents, they'll take them from anybody. And so, Raymond, tell us what happened next after you you go through that ordeal in jail and you get back out and you go back on a hunger strike.
Sure. That series of events really started bringing some media attention to bear. And unfortunately, the system is so used to getting its way and retaliating against people and crushing people. It didn't have the effect that we thought it would have at first. It did eventually start to raise attention to the point they were very careful about how they were dealing with my children, so my children weren't being harmed, but they began to strongly retaliate. My wife ended up getting arrested. Those charges were later dismissed. They took her attorney away and made my wife Amelia defend herself when they were trying to terminate our parental rights. So you're talking, here's a mom fighting for her kids and doesn't have her children, and they're hurting her children. And they're saying, you know what? Because you're protesting, we're not going to give you an attorney. You have to defend
yourself. That's a good example. How can they do that? It just shows that there is no protection, no due process protections as defined in the Constitution if they can take away your counsel. What was their basis for doing that? They just said, some kind of a civil thing so you don't get an attorney?
What they did is I had already been through three attorneys and was representing myself. I said, I don't trust you people anymore. I'm going to do this on my own. And we filed our initial lawsuit back in 2016. And so my wife's attorney quit, and their reasoning basically publicly is, you guys are causing too much trouble. No attorney wants to represent you, so we're not going to appoint you one. And They were trying to terminate our rights. They were trying to push through a hearing where we could have to fight out of termination, because what they'll do is say, you know, here's the reasons why we don't think these children should be returned. We want a finding that we're going to pursue termination. Then you have another hearing where it's a termination hearing, and then they terminate your rights, and you no longer have legal rights to your children ever again, and then they adopt them out to strangers while collecting all these federal incentives. And so fortunately, because of the publicity and the other activists in our lives, we had attorneys that were trying to get on the case. They were trying to come in, and I was, by the grace of God, able to fend them off. We had a hearing that normally lasts 30 minutes. I pushed so it went for about 10 hours until everyone got so exhausted they gave us the continuance. They were going to terminate our rights that day. Wow. And I just kept pushing and pushing and asking questions and calling witnesses until it got just so exhaustive for everybody. The judge just finally said, you know what, we're going to have a continuance. And we managed to get an attorney in. And then I got another national attorney that came on board, and I relinquished my representing myself. And so it began to change, but they tried to terminate our rights 3 times. Okay, they were forcing us to travel from the state of Colorado 500 miles to attend family counseling. And if we couldn't make it, they would go back to the court and say the parents refused to do family counseling. They wouldn't explain the dynamics. They wouldn't say, we're making them travel 500 miles to do this counseling. They put such immense roadblocks in our path that it's amazing it really was the great.
Yeah, it isn't like you couldn't find a family counselor in Colorado where you lived.
They wouldn't, because they couldn't subpoena them, and their system has so many corrupt individuals that they utilize to create these false narratives against families. And, you know, some people may say, well, Raven, they did that because, you know, you were protesting, you were bucking the system. No. We found out, because once we hit the national platform, I started getting calls, emails, you name it, messages from all over this country.
Yeah, because it is a national problem. That's why we need to talk about this. Tell us now what you're doing, and if you need help from people, how they can help. You're going on offense.
Right now, we're just healing. We've had our kids back for a year. I refiled my federal litigation, which in that, because it's hard to find attorneys that are willing to take these people on because they retaliate against these attorneys.
Yeah.
I have to learn the law and file the complaint myself. Right now I have 20-something attorneys, including the Attorney General of Kansas, against me. And I'm not an attorney, but we're keeping this thing alive. So anybody that wants to take a legal case, please contact me and you can help me with this. But, we took a break from activism for a while. We're trying to heal. Our kids are different. Our kids have been wounded, but they're healing, and we're still working with national.
So through that 3-year period, were your kids in foster care?
Fortunately, they were with family, but they were with family that was very hostile towards us. They gave them to the people that kidnapped our kids. We come from a Christian background, and so homeschooling our kids aren't vaccinated. So the family was trying to do everything they could to alter that in our kids. You don't have to go to church anymore. You don't have to pray anymore, which is another constitutional right violation. You know, there's a standard of competence where social workers and professionals are supposed to maintain what's familiar to these children. They don't. They do everything they can to disrupt and damage these kids. And it was so amazing for me to see how little child protection actually protects children. It's really about the maximizing of federal incentives. And so that's one of the...
Yeah, we talk about a culture war in this country, but folks, it really is a war on the family.
It is a war.
The government has to be your mommy and daddy, and they have to replace God in everybody's lives. And that's what's fundamentally behind all this. I mean, yeah, we're wrestling with flesh and blood, but we have to understand what the real agenda is behind this. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
No, go ahead.
You had Terry LaPointe. Terry LaPointe came a really good friend of mine. She covered our story on medical kidnap throughout its duration because it was just, she knew me personally. She knew the things they were saying was outrageous, and it just really broke her heart to watch what we went through. But, people want to learn more. I'd encourage them to go read the articles on like medical kidnapping. I mean, in the state of Arizona, they just SWAT teamed a family's house because a kid had a fever. The parents took the kid home, decided that he didn't need to go back to the doctor because the fever broke. And because they didn't do what the doctor said, they SWAT
teamed. I've been talking about that. I just talked about that in the last hour. Absolutely.
And this is happening all over the country. Kansas is a really bad state. Arizona is a really bad state. We're currently working on a national coalition that's really around family of rights.
We're going to have to come together collectively to protect our individual rights and to protect our families. Thank you so much, Raymond Schwab, and so happy that things worked out for you. Good luck in your continued fight. Very important for people to understand this. If you want to follow his fight on Facebook, at Free the Schwab Children.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Folks, in the next segment, we're going to be joined by Doug Casey. You're going to want to hear this because we're going to deconstruct all the three-letter acronyms that have been created by the Democrats. We haven't had so many three-letter acronyms since we had FDR, LBJ, JFK, but now we've got AOC, and she's giving us GND, and we've got Yang, who's giving us UBI, and all of those are falling back as an excuse on something called MMT. Modern monetary theory. So our Green New Deal, modern monetary theory, and universal basic income, those things are all tied together. We're going to have Doug Casey deconstruct that for us of CaseyResearch.com coming up in the next segment. And I want to talk about the tactics that are very cleverly being taken by Peter Buttigieg, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. But this guy is really pretty slick. He really is, and he's a very dangerous individual. I talked about how his father was a Marxist professor, and he's learned the rhetoric very well. And I want to talk about what he's been doing, comments he's made. I've got a video clip from him where he talks about calling somebody a socialist is just a way to shut down debate. No, that's what they do with their terms. You're racist, right? I don't want to talk to you. You're racist. I'm not listening, not listening. We don't do that to them with socialism. Matter of fact, we're going to spend a lot of time deconstructing these new socialist gaslighting terms that they're giving us. We're going to debate that, and we're going to talk about what's behind his efforts to portray himself as a victim of McCarthyism, to portray himself as the person who is really more of a Christian, you know, as a communist, of course he's a Christian, right? As more of a Christian than President Trump. And these various tactics that he's taking, as we see what the real communists are still doing in China, putting a bounty on the head of anybody who has a god other than the communist dictator in charge of the country, President Xi. So if you got caught with a Quran or caught with a Bible, they're putting a price on your head. And they're using snitches, just like we're using now in America, to come after people, to take their children without due process, to shame people and to isolate people within a neighborhood because they're not vaccinated or whatever, to ban them from schools, ban them from the public space, kick the doors down because they're not vaccinated. We are so close to the Chinese communist system. And now what we have in the Democrat Party is now 18 candidates who are really, we could say we got 18 communists running for president against President Trump. We're going to break that down for you. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to tell you about the specials that we still have from last week to support InfoWars, because we support a free press. We support your free speech. Alex Jones is the first individual to be shut down by social media, but he's not the last. They've done it to a lot of people. They're going to continue to do this. We have to push back and organize collectively to be able to see and hear a free press. You got to have a free press before you can see and hear it. But we're also going to fight back for our right, our fundamental right, to speak out as well. They want to gag us. They want to put their hands over our eyes and our ears. And they did it first to InfoWars and to Alex Jones. If you want to help us, if you want to be a sponsor, if you want to support your own health choices here, you know, a lot of this tyranny that's being put on us is because they don't want us exercising our choice when it comes to health. They're going to mandate what we're going to do. And that's a big part of mandated health care. When they're paying for it, believe me, they're going to be mandating what you can and cannot have. And if they can say what you are allowed to have, they can also force certain treatments onto you. Because you're nothing but their slave. If you don't want that to happen, folks, exercise your free choice right now. Take a look at the products we have. They are natural products. The first and most important thing is to first do no harm. So they're safe, natural products. Things like BodEase, that's 60% off. Turmeric and other natural ingredients that are very effective at fighting inflammation in your joints and elsewhere in your body. That is now 60% off. All of our products are at least 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of them 55%, some of them 60%. Take a look at that. We have free shipping store-wide. We also have double the Patriot points. So even though the prices are discounted, you're still going to get the Patriot points as if you were paying full price for it. And you'll get future discounts using those Patriot points. We really do appreciate your support. We want to make this a win-win situation for you. Protect your health of your family, and protect your free speech and a free press all at the same time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so what's happening in China? And it was amazing. I haven't talked about this yet this week. It was in Guangzhou, which, interestingly enough, anybody that's adopted a child from China knows that the U.S. has their embassy headquarters for that type of thing where you finalize the adoption. You have to stay in country for a certain period of time, and then you can go to finalize the adoption legally before you take the child out of the country. And that's not in the capital of Beijing. It's in Guangzhou. And so we're familiar with Guangzhou, and we're also familiar with their resentment of Westerners because they take it as a personal affront that when they had a one-child policy people were giving up their daughters to the orphanage system, and Americans were saying, we'll take your child. They didn't like that. They would actually come up to many of us and say, we're very ashamed of what's happening here. They were ashamed of what the government was doing. And, of course, that was a globalist agenda pushed on them, population reduction. Don't let them have any more than one child and so forth. And so we've seen this in many different ways. But now the agenda is really more focused on religious suppression. So they're offering a bounty. This is what always happens in authoritarian countries. It's why it's so alarming to see these people in Wisconsin organizing to attack their neighbor, or other people calling CPS on somebody because they're homeschooling. It's the same spirit of Stasiism that infected East Germany, where more than half of the people were spying on the other, half the people were spying and filling out reports on the other half of the people. It's that same spirit that is at work already here in America, that is offering a $1,500 bounty to people in China. That's a lot of money. A lot of money to people in China. They don't have that much money. And that is a big incentive in Guangzhou. So then we have to kind of inoculate himself against this, because we understand where much of the persecution, the removal of the First Amendment, not only your free speech, but also the free exercise of your religion. We understand that a lot of that is coming from the Democrat Party. They don't tolerate that. They don't want to have discussion. So, if they don't like what you're saying, they just accuse you of being a racist. And so, and because a bodyguard guard, if I'm saying his name right, because Peter is the poster boy of the LGBT movement, and Christians understand that it is primarily the LGBT movement that is coming after them. And we're not going to have time to play the clip here. But he comes out and says, I think that what President Trump is doing is accusing people of being a socialist because he wants to shut down the debate. Now, we're going to have a debate about what socialists are. He comes out and he says, well, President Trump, I don't think he's Christian. I don't really care whether President Trump is Christian. I care whether or not he respects the First Amendment, whether he respects free exercise of religion. And I don't think the LGBT community does. I know they don't. And so he addresses these things in a very clever way by saying, he doesn't say that he supports our freedom. He just points to other people.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles. And acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But tell you, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
By Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer when it comes to easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have these lies that are fed to us to justify what the government wants to do. We're talking about economics. There's a very old lie that's been around since the old New Deal. Keynesian economics, Keynesian macroeconomics. When I was in college, they'd tell us, you know, if you spend more money than you make, you'll go bankrupt. But that doesn't work that way with governments. They can spend tens of trillions of dollars more, astronomical amounts of money that you can't even imagine. And they won't go bankrupt because it's just money that we owe to ourselves. And now people realize, well, wait a minute. Don't we owe that money to the Chinese and to the Saudis and to other people like that? So these old myths die hard, and they have to come up with new myths. But it's still basically the same idea. Doug Casey has been taking on the new myth of MMT, and I want him to explain that to you because when the socialists come up with all these free programs, they've got to, people ask these uncomfortable questions about how are you going to pay for this? And this is basically the latest bit of sophistry to tell people, don't worry, you don't have to pay for it. Or we've got this all figured out. And so we've got all these, we've got MMT being sold to us by AOC to pay for the GND, the Green New Deal, and also UBI, Universal Basic Income. All of these schemes have as their foundation a new economic dodge called MMT. And I want Doug Casey of CaseyResearch.com, and you spell Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, CaseyResearch.com, also InternationalMan.com, and you can find him on Twitter at RealDougCasey. Thank you for joining us, Doug.
Pleasure, David.
Tell us a little bit about MMT. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, your name is David Knight, and the hero of my series of novels is Charles Knight. So congratulations. And you both.
Yeah, you got it. I didn't mention the fact that besides being a libertarian philosopher, a speculator, you are also a writer, and you got a series of several books. Charles Knight is at the center of a speculator as well as drug lord. You can find those at Amazon.com. Those look great.
That's right. And at this moment, we're working on Assassin as Charles moves into his next occupation.
Ah, cool. Cool. Okay, well, I'll have to check that out. Definitely check that out.
Anyway, just an observation, David. Go back to what you were saying. I'm sorry.
No problem. Tell us a little bit about MMT, because you've written several articles. I've seen multiple places. Why modern monetary theory will destroy money. That's what MMT stands for. I say it's, they ought to call it magic money theory, right?
it's actually a sham and a fraud and a delusion. Basically, what MMT is all about is the government printing up more money. They say it's a good thing. Now, everybody says, well, wouldn't everybody like more money? Look.
As the people in Zimbabwe, right? They got lots of pieces of paper. Yeah.
You double the amount of money in the world. You don't double the amount of wealth in the world. What you'll do is double the general price level. And people say, well, what's wrong with that? The problem with it is that the way you get ahead in the world is by producing more than you consume and saving the difference. Now, how do you save? You save with your national currency. Here in the U.S., you save with dollars. And if they destroy the value of the dollar, what they're doing is they're destroying, in effect, the life that you spent earning those dollars. It's actually criminal. It just directs more power to the people that run the state. And I've often made the point that the people that go into government are not the best and the brightest. They're the poorest and the worst kind of people. They're the kind of people that don't like to control physical reality. They like to control other people.
Yes, so, exactly.
So it's actually shameful the way the average American listens to these people in the government and takes what they say seriously. They're not well-intentioned. They're not even well-educated. So it's,
as AOC is a poster child for that, right? Not particularly well-educated.
For God's sake. Jeez. Look, we got a 29-year-old Puerto Rican waitress bartender. To me, this is further evidence of the collapse of Western civilization, that somebody like to become a national icon, and people actually pay attention to her and listen to her.
She just put out a video. I don't know if you saw this. She said, so guess what? I'm like at 29. I'm like the youngest person ever in Congress. And so, yeah, I make plenty of mistakes, but I'm just goes on with it.
Well, she's got nothing to worry about. She's well on her way to being worth $100 million. Like everybody else that gets into political office.
That's right.
It's licensed to steal. I don't understand why the average American supports the political class the way they do. Why they even take them seriously. Forget about support them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, we're talking about this modern monetary theory and just printing more money. It makes about as much sense as to say, well, you know, I'd like to be taller and thinner, so let's go from an English system to a metric system, and you can measure my height in millimeters, and you can measure my weight in kilograms or something, you know, so I cut my numbers in half, because that's all we're talking about. It's just different units of measurement. You print out more pieces of money. I mean, what is money?
It's a medium of exchange and a store of value. Mm-hmm. And look, to start with, the government, let me say something that may shock a lot of people. The government should not be in charge of money. historically, money is a commodity that you can use as a medium of exchange. Once you put government in charge of money, they can create it at will. And that's what modern monetary theory is all about. So we should actually be using gold or silver as money, and government should be cut out of that loop. What I'm saying is the Federal Reserve should be abolished, among other things. The fractional reserve banking system is basically a fraud, and it's likely to collapse the economy when the
But we have a system where, you know, as you just pointed out, gold and silver, that's in the Constitution. The Federal Reserve is not in the Constitution. The Democrats can openly talk about getting rid of the Electoral College, which is in the Constitution, but don't anybody say get rid of the Federal Reserve, because that's not a rational position, right? That's what we're told all the time.
And it's actually, it's extremely important to the health of the nation that you have a sound currency system. And the Federal Reserve, from the founding of this country in 1789 up until 1913, the dollar maintained its value against everything else, against commodities, against real estate, against houses. And it was only with the creation of the Federal Reserve that the dollar started losing its value. It's lost about 95-96% of its value since 1913. But that loss is going to accelerate in the years to come, because you've got to remember that since the economy collapsed in 2007, they've been creating trillions and trillions of new currency units to maintain the shaky house of cards that we live in. So right now, the way I see it, if we entered a gigantic financial hurricane in 2007, it was the leading edge of the storm up until 2010. Since then, we've been in the eye of the hurricane. And now, as we speak, we're going into the trailing edge of the hurricane. And it's going to be much worse, much longer lasting, and much different than what happened back in 2008. So what they're planning on doing now, they've reduced interest rates to zero, which discourage people from saving and encourages them to borrow.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break, Doug. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about where we're heading in this country, because I do believe that we are headed for a storm. I subscribe to the generational perspective that about every 80 years we just flip the table over and we rearrange all the deck chairs here. But we'll be right back with Doug Casey. We're going to talk about the Green New Deal. We're going to talk about universal basic income. And we're going to talk about maybe even if there's a fourth turning coming at us. We'll be right back.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed, and that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing. Chicks for free. Money for nothing. Chicks for free.
That's right. They want money for nothing, and they don't want their MTV. Now they want their GND, their Green New Deal. They want their universal basic income. They want Medicare for all. They want free college. These are the kids that have been weaned on socialism from preschool up to graduate school. Maybe many of them will never get out of school. And so we're talking to Doug Casey. Casey Research, that's C-A-S-E-Y, CaseyResearch.com, also InternationalMan.com. You can find him on Twitter at RealDougCasey, author, investor, libertarian philosopher. Doug, talk to the audience like you were talking to a 29-year-old Puerto Rican bartender and explain to us why we can't have money for nothing and our chicks for free. You know, it's this is the fantasy that everybody has gone through. Some people maybe will never grow up about this, but, you know, they're talking about $60 trillion for this, and who knows what the price tag is for Medicare for all. We're going to give up, of course, all of our freedoms. We'll give up our cars. We will give up our, planes. We'll give up meat, but we'll get in the bargain. We'll get some government-run trains that maybe they'll make run on time.
Well, we've had an artificially high standard of living in the U.S. for some years. There are two reasons for that. One is the immense amount of debt in the country. Look, if I went out and borrowed $1 million right now, I could live way above my means for the next year. But if I'm going to repay it, my standard of living is going to go down, not only by the amount that I borrowed, but by the interest on it. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. And America is very, very deeply indebted. That's one thing that's going on. The second thing is that the major export of the U.S. right now is dollars. The trade deficit means that those nice Japanese and Chinese and Germans send us all kinds of great stuff, and we just print up dollars and give it to them. Now, there are tens of trillions of dollars floating around outside the U.S. And at some point, those dollars are going to come flooding back into the U.S. The dollar is at the edge of a precipice. It can lose value radically. And that's going to devastate the average American. And I don't think the average American is aware of this in any way. So even
we've had a lot of talk lately, the petrodollar that Nixon and Kissinger cobbled together with Saudi Arabia basically gave them a lot of leverage over us with the Federal Reserve. We're now seeing that as the NOPEC bill, which would work against OPEC, is being talked about. You got Saudi Arabia overtly threatening to pull their money out of the Federal Reserve system, to pull their money out of U.S. investments and everything. They're kind of like the Beverly Hillbillies threatening to pull their money out of Drysdale's bank. And it could be very damaging to our economy if that petrodollar situation collapses. They really have established this, to the extent that, that's what keeps us being able to keep exporting these dollars, isn't it?
Well, there's something like already like someplace in between 10 and 20 trillion dollars that are outside of the U.S. And what that is, it's a liability against the U.S. When those dollars come back to the U.S. in exchange for titles to land, shares of companies, wheat and Boeing, what's going to happen is that the amount of dollars within the country go up, prices explode, and the amount of wealth owned by Americans goes down. And one more thing let me point out that relates to this. It's that the largest gold producers in the world happen to be China and Russia. And as we speak, they're building their gold reserves because they don't want to use the dollar to trade. Right now, if the Chinese buy something from, let's say, anybody, they have to use dollars, not yuan, and those dollars clear through New York. Now, an adversary country like China or Russia, they don't want to use their adversary's currency. They don't want to use the dollar. So what you're going to find in the near future is that they're going to replace the dollar internationally with either a gold-backed yuan, a gold-backed ruble, or they're going to use gold directly. So there's going to be a lot less demand for the dollar. And if there's less demand for the dollar, it's going to lose value. This is very, very serious.
Yeah, you got, what was it, last year, Russia basically gutted their dollar holdings, and they've been hoarding gold in addition to being a big producer of gold, right?
Well, they don't want to hold the unsecured liability of a bank government. And that's what the U.S. government is. It's manifestly bankrupt. So, no, of course, everybody wants to get rid of dollars at this point. And it's not even a question anymore of the nice Japanese and the nice Chinese and other people buying U.S. government debt. They want to get rid of their U.S. government debt. So all that debt is being sold to the Federal Reserve. This is also part of this modern monetary theory scam. It's basically just printing up money. Look, there's three ways a government can get income for itself. It can tax, and taxes are going to go up. It can borrow, but it's pretty hard for them to borrow more at this. Well, they will. The third thing they can do is they can print up money. And that's what they're relying on with MMT, modern monetary theory.
And of course, then you've also got into the equation, and one of the reasons that Andrew Yang, another idiot that's out there like AOC that's getting a lot of attention, he jumped into this race because he wanted to talk about universal basic income. But it's not just the socialists that are talking about this. So what surprises me about universal basic income, the idea that we're just going to hand out money to everybody, it's welfare on steroids, even seeing people like Charles Murray, who talked about, how destructive welfare was, 30 years ago. He's now jumping on the bandwagon of UBI as well, because I think they're concerned about a restructuring of society, massive unemployment as artificial intelligence and robotics come in. They're worried about how they're going to pacify society. I think that's why you're seeing a lot of these formerly libertarian, conservative economists jumping in on this socialist idea of universal basic income.
Well, it's another ridiculous idea because, look, from the point of view of simple self-respect, a person has to be productive. And universal basic income, in theory anyway, will make it possible to just get X number of thousands of dollars per month, go down to the Starbucks, drink lattes, and play with your iPhone all day.
That's right.
That's not a formula for success of a civilization.
There's a story up on Drudge right now. Somebody said, yeah, first results are in from Finland, and the people who are just giving free money every month, they seem to be liking that. And it's like, yeah, it's kind of like giving a college kid a new credit card and letting them play with it. I mean, it's eventually they're going to run out of other people's money, or this whole Ponzi scheme is going to collapse in, over itself. You can't have universal basic income. It's absolute absurdity.
Well, in addition to the fact that it devolves even more power towards the government.
Yes.
Because people in government will be the ones that determine who gets the money and how much money they get and so forth. And it's especially dangerous as the U.S. evolves towards the Chinese social credit system, where you're rated as to your thoughts and what you do and who you associate with and how much
and, of course,
time.
Facebook has already put that in place. They've already got that ready to roll that out for us.
Yeah, I know. It's very disturbing the way the world is evolving. We're building up towards a massive crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on the edge of a giant financial collapse, both internationally and nationally within the country. But it's worse than that. It's not a financial collapse that I'm worried about. It's an economic collapse, which is much more serious than just the paper values of publicly traded things going down. It's an economic collapse that could lead to massive unemployment and massive bankruptcies. But it's much worse than that. We could be on the cusp of something that looks like World War III. Not just one of these smart wars that that the U.S. government has been fighting with these natives in the Middle East, and actually all over the world. They've got sport wars going on in Africa and all kinds of places. What I'm really concerned about is a cultural collapse.
Yes.
Where Western civilization itself is on the slippery slope.
And I am too. That's exactly what I see coming. We're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us. Doug Casey, again, you can find him at Casey Research. That's C-A-S-E-Y. You can also find him on Twitter at Real Doug Casey. And take a look at his books on Amazon.com, Speculator and Drug Lord.